Chapter 10. A Trip to the Florists. Chris Hudson is drinking beer. He loves real fires, and they have a nice one burning in Le Pont Noir. He's never eaten here because who would he eat with? Once he had dreamed of being married and having children, a boy and girl. They would sleep quietly while he and his wife were downstairs. She would be reading a book while he read case notes. But he has none of that. Just a fire in a bar where there's no one to talk to, and an apartment where no one ever cooks. On the way home there, he decides, he will buy a Dairy Milk chocolate bar, a really big one. He's sure that Mackie is guilty of Ventham's murder. Why was he pretending to be a priest if he was a doctor? But did these bones change things? Had there been two murders, one to protect the other? If this was true, then Mackie had not done it. He did not leave Ireland until the 90s. Chris's thoughts moved to Tony Curran's murder. Jason Ritchie had rung him earlier and explained the calls and the car. If Jason had been lying, then he had done it very well, but then he would, wouldn't he? They still could not find Bobby Tanner. He'd disappeared after leaving Amsterdam. Maybe he was in Brussels, still smuggling and fighting. Or maybe he had been back to visit Tony Curran for some reason. Something connected to Bobby's brother drowning in that boat full of drugs, perhaps. And then the new name, Turkish Johnny. Chris had found plenty in the police files about him. His real name was Johnny Gunduz. He had left the country in the early 2000s after becoming a suspect in the murder of the cab driver in the Black Bridge shooting. Everything kept coming back to that one night in this bar. Had Johnny come back? Chris finishes his beer and looks one more time at the fire. He should probably go home. Joyce and Elizabeth are sitting in Casa Cafe in Folkestone. Peter Ward has just taken half an hour off from selling flowers in his very successful florist's shop to buy them both a coffee. Peter is greying and smiling and is relaxed in the way of a man who has made good decisions in his life. But this has not always been true because Peter Ward is actually Bobby Tanner. Or perhaps Peter Ward has left Bobby Tanner behind. That is what Elizabeth and Joyce have come to find out. Elizabeth puts the photo on the table between them and Peter picks it up, smiling. "The Black Bridge," he says. "We had some good nights in there. Where did you get this?"
"Two places," says Elizabeth. "One was sent to Jason Ritchie, and one was found by Tony Curran's body."
Peter Ward nods.
"I read about Tony," he says. "It was always going to happen."
"You've never seen this photograph before today?" says Elizabeth.
He shakes his head.
"Well, that's either good news for you or good news for us," says Elizabeth. "Either Tony Curran's killer doesn't know where you are, or you killed Tony Curran yourself, and we haven't had to come all the way to Folkestone for nothing."
"Not that it's for nothing," says Joyce, smiling. "We're having a lovely day."
"The police think that Jason killed Tony Curran," starts Elizabeth. "And perhaps he did. What do you think, Bobby?"
Peter Ward puts up a hand.
"Peter, around here, please."
"What do you think, Peter?" asks Elizabeth.
"I don't see it," says Peter Ward.
"Jason looks tough, but he's very gentle inside. He couldn't hurt anyone."
Elizabeth puts the photo back down on the table.
So, if not Jason, then who?
Perhaps you? Or perhaps Turkish Johnny?
You know about the Black Bridge murder, says Peter. The boy Tony shot in the Black Bridge, then Johnny shot the taxi driver who hid the body.
We know that, yes, agrees Elizabeth. Johnny disappeared back to Cyprus.
Well, it wasn't that simple, says Peter Ward. Someone told the police about Johnny, we don't know who. The police went to Johnny's apartment, but he had already gone, taking $100,000 of Tony's drug money with him. Tony went crazy.
Did Tony try to find Johnny? Asks Elizabeth.
Of course. He went to Cyprus a couple of times, but he couldn't find out anything. So I'm guessing you haven't found Johnny either.
Elizabeth shakes her head.
How did you find me anyway? I really don't want to be found by anyone if Johnny's back in town, leaving photos of me next to bodies.
Elizabeth picks up her coffee.
Woodvale Cemetery, where they buried your brother Troy. I got the CCTV of the cemetery, thanks to a friend. You visited on the 12th of March and the 17th of September. His birthday and the date of his death. Both times, a Folkestone florist's van was parked outside with your name, address and telephone number on it.
Peter lifts his hands and gently claps. She smiles.
She's very good, Peter, says Joyce.
I see that, says Peter. So, no one else can find me?
Not unless I tell them where you are, says Elizabeth.
And is that something you're likely to do?
She sits forward.
Not if you come and see us tomorrow, sit down with Jason and the police and tell them what you've just told us.
Joyce.
Well, that was good fun. Firstly, I've never been to Folkestone before. I think I have two things to write about. Why was Peter Ward a florist? And who did he think killed Tony Curran? Peter, that is what I'll call him, told us he left Fairhaven soon after his brother died and went to Amsterdam, where he met a gang from Liverpool and started smuggling drugs back into the UK. They bought a farm where they grew flowers and had three lorries a day coming through Zeebrugge Port in Belgium carrying drugs hidden in the flowers to England. But then they made a mistake. A florist in Gillingham accidentally received drugs in with their roses and reported them to the police. The police quickly arrested everyone in the smuggling gang. Luckily, Peter and another young man who were managing the farm saw the police coming and hid until they left. Peter had made a bit of money and learned a lot about flowers, so he decided to start his own florists in Folkestone. But now the lorries only deliver flowers. So that's a nice story. And just to prove things to Elizabeth, Peter showed her the CCTV of himself in his shop on the day Tony Curran was killed. I think this rules him out. Peter's sure that Turkish Johnny is our murderer because Tony had told the police about him shooting the cab driver. I think that would be enough of a reason. So, that's Bobby Tanner. Oh, it's time for bed now.